It's coming up to 10 minutes past five here on Irirangi Wāte. Me tukumihi anō kia koutou kātō, ko Claudette Hawiti tēnei, ko au te kaipapaho tēnei hōtaka. Drive with me, e ka haramai a manako, tērā wā whitukaraki tēnei pō ko te kaihautu o tērā hōtaka ko Eruera Lee Morgan. Ka huri a hau ki te waia inai nei ki te kōrero kia Joanne Hayes, ko ia te mema parimata tāwhito o te pāti Nahinara. Me tukumihi kia koe, Joe. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Claudette.
Now, Joe Hayes, you have been in this very position as a Member of Parliament when there was a leadership change. You went from, you had Leader Simon Bridges and it went to Leader Judith Collins. What were you thinking at that time? What will the caucus be thinking right now?
Well, it's been an interesting 24 hours, hasn't it, at the end of the day for the National Party caucus. I think that it's good that they've actually decided to take a bit of a pause and think about where to from here for leadership for them. I think that the way everything played out, their decision to do what they have done has been the right decision for them. And, you know, and everything just needs to kind of reset itself. Yes, I had been in that position where we've had leadership after leadership spills, and it's not a very good position to be in. I'm sure those that are, have experienced it through the Labor Party also have felt that in the past as well. So I think that, you know, kind of where they're at, where National is at, it's one of those things. They've gone through the process, it's happened, there are processes that weren't followed, that are normally followed within a caucus setting of the National Party, and they've come out with the best solution for them that they can come up with. So, yeah, I think they need to let this dust settle a bit and kind of try to regroup with whatever's left over, you know, try and put the pieces back together again. So, yeah, it's all I can say is I'm pleased I'm not there, Claudette. I'm yeah. very pleased not there.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, will this be a time, though, also, where those that are going to put their names, throw their names into the hat, and so far it's Mark Mitchell and Christopher Luxton, though they haven't come out officially to say that they have been, but is it a time now for those that are considering putting their names into the hat to lobby the rest of the caucus to get the numbers up to vote for them?
Well, that's normally what happens, is that the potential candidates for leadership go around and have a talk to all the caucus colleagues and see whereabouts everybody's going to land their vote on. And really, at the end of the day, it's like an election, you know. You really don't know what's going to happen until the day hits and the votes get counted. Because just when you think you've got people across the line, they change their minds at the last minute. So it's very much like a general election. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if there are others in the caucus that may be considering it. All I know is however they go about it, it's got to be clean. It's got to be clean. And you know, there can't be any backstabbing or anything like that once they've set up whoever it is that's going to be their leader. So, you know, I think that they need to have somebody who actually knows the run of the place, you know, and that people actually like and consider themselves, can see themselves, you know, working underneath that new leader, whoever that person or persons may be. And it is a time for them to all reflect on what's been going on in the past and then to come forward and then take a considered vote so they think that will be able to take them through to the next election. Because you don't want to be, you know, for National, they don't want to be doing this again just before an election. I think they've had enough hidings and, you know, brought on by themselves, of course. No other person to blame for it but themselves. As long as they stick to their process, because it's when they don't that they find themselves in trouble. So, you know, it's going to be interesting times in the offices and the various year groups of the caucus at the moment. So I think, you know, they have to consider very, very hard about what they're going to do. And they got to be prepared for the knocks, because there will be some knocks. Being the leader of a political party is not an easy gig. And you know, they just can't expose themselves and their families to, you know, all of those rigors. All very well to be it, but then, you know, once it's the fan, then you've got to be hard enough to be able to take it. So, yeah, interesting times for National, I think.
Obviously, the caucus, the individuals will be thinking about themselves. They'd be silly not to. Thinking about which leader will be able to secure them, will keep them their job, because they are in the polls, they're hemorrhaging numbers. So it looks as though over 20 of them may lose their positions if current polling is this way, running into the elections, after the elections. Some of them are going to lose their positions, and some of those marginal blue seats will also disappear as well. So they're going to be thinking really short term about who's going to take me, who's going to keep me my job.
Yeah, they will be. And, yeah, it's going to be really, really difficult for those that are on the edges. And also, Claudette, for those that are in the wings wanting to come in that are on the party list. And I guess it's a time for the party and all the supporters and the electorates to actually go back in and have a look at their potential candidates, and have they got the right candidates to be able to put forward at the next election. And the party needs to think very carefully, because they're coming up for selection, you know, most probably starting next year and the year after that, you know, about who is going to be best to put forward into those electorates and those marginal seats. Oh my gosh, big shocks during the election last year, and you know, the big, you know, the deep blues, they reckon, were going to be secure. Are no longer secure. So, yeah, interesting times ahead. And some of those MPs that are in those marginal seats now may not be returning. They may retire. So, you know, who are they going to pass that baton to? So, you know, now's not the time for our favourite person, our little Johnny down the road or our little Shirley down the road. They'd make a good MP. They have to choose very carefully the people that they put forward to stand in the next election. So, as I said, I'm pleased I'm out of it.
Yes. Well, Dr. Shane, will he be the one to take National to the polls and keep those people their jobs? He hasn't said that he actually alluded to the fact that he wasn't going to put his name forward into the hat on Tuesday, but, you know, anything could change from now until then, of course. Should he then put his name forward into the hat? Will he keep everybody's job? Will he be able to bring back some of the voters that they lost to ACT? Will he be? Is he the leader that National really needs at this time?
Well, you know, Shane is a really nice guy. He is a really nice guy. And he's worked hard in his GP position during the COVID lockdown. He needed to lift his profile even more around that area, because he is the expert health person for National. And so he did need to lift himself a bit more. But, you know, at the end of the day, it will be that caucus decision. He also lost his blue seat in Whangarei. So, you know, he'll be looking at, is he up to kind of try to win that back at least? That's something in his control as well. I think he will be thinking really, really hard, because I know Shane, and he doesn't like controversy. He doesn't like, you know, that full-on pelt that you get when you're the leader. You know, has he changed? Has this hardened his resolve? Everything that's happened since he's been the deputy, and just in this week that he's going to be acting. You know, but he considers his questions really well. He's a good thinker, a good researcher. Is that what you need, or do you need a more charismatic leader that knows all that stuff and can articulate that and win the hearts and minds of the people of Aotearoa New Zealand? So can he promise to keep people's seats? I think it's a big ask for any leader. choose to put themselves out there and say that, I think everyone's going to have to pull their socks up and really work hard to retain their seats and not rely on the leader to pull them across. I think everyone's going to have to get in behind and grab that rope and pull everybody with them together. It's about a unison thing, and this is going to test National as to whether or not they have what it takes to hold together and not to splinter again.
You know, Māori needs to be concerned about who their next future leaders are for the National Party, because there is still much work to do in Te Ao Māori. We can't just rely on one or two, on the Labour government or the Te Pāti Māori. We've got to rely on all the parties, because sooner or later National will return into government. So we have to be very concerned about who the next leaders are going to be, are we not? Do we not?
Yes, we do. We do have to be concerned about that, because we want to have a strong voice. I think with National having the, committing to standing people in the Māori seats is great. I think reinstating the treaty clause back into the constitution is another good move. Now they have to put into action all of that stuff and show to iwi Māori their commitment to them. How they do that, we will have to see when it comes to candidates. And they've got a long way to move, actually, some of those electorates, to be able to consider, Māori candidates along with everybody else in their electorates. So I think they've got a lot of thinking to do around that. And have they got the right people to do that? What we don't want to see is another cut and paste or cookie cutter type candidate back into some of these seats whereby somebody that might be just a little bit, out there might be a better fit for the electorate. But, what I've heard on the ground is National's got to step up for the people, step up for Māori, and step up for women as well. Because, all of that stuff is still pretty much male heavy. And, women are the ones that are the peacemakers. They are the ones to think around what is going to affect their families, their whānau. So, I think that, for Māori, we need to have a good hard look at who that person's going to be. So it'd be lovely to have a Māori leader, but at the end of the day, they ought to be able to step up and have that resolve to be able to attack the issues rather than the people. And I think that, and rather than themselves, actually, that's really key. Don't eat yourselves while you're doing it. It was a piece of advice I was given when I first stood for Parliament.
I'm just wondering then, will promises be made by those that are going to throw their names into the hat? Will they promise people things like higher list positions, like shadow portfolio, spokespeople roles if they vote for them, especially if they are seen to be more senior or influential members of the caucus? Will promises be made?
I wouldn't actually know that exactly. Only those that are having those discussions with the potential leader will know that. They're pretty private discussions between each member of caucus.
Were you promised anything when there were leadership changes in your time?
No, I wasn't promised anything. The very first things that the potential leaders came to say to me is, I can't promise you any position. And I thought, oh, good one. That's great, isn't it? It's a really great way to start the conversation. Can't promise you anything, but vote for me anyway. Not a good way to start.
Not a good way to start a conversation. Listen, just finally, and it is about the allegation that was made by Jackie Dean against Simon Bridges. It was something that apparently had been dealt with by Bill English.
Yeah.
This just goes to show the toxicity of Parliament as a whole and sweeping under the carpet of these types of allegations. Do you think that more should come out around this?
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, obviously, the apology and what happened, Jackie wasn't happy with that. And all of these things came back again with all the other things that have happened. In National, it's all come flooding back to her. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, people just have to be respectful of each other. And I think when you're in a place like Parliament, that seems to go out the door, that respect for each other. That's why I kind of never had kind of really close mates in there, because other than you and I, mate. But, you know, I mean, I just, you just kind of, you know, you didn't get into the deep and heartfelt conversations. You just kind of did what you need to do and, you know, and get out of there and service the people that put you into Parliament at the in the first place. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, who knows? Who knows what will happen?
Yes, that's right. And talking about mates in Parliament, remember I had in your office when I was being hounded by the media over my credit card use. And so I said, I want to go to your office. And down the end of the corridor were the media people hanging out at the end of the corridor, and I was hiding in your office. Thanks for that. I'm sure I said thank you to you at that time. Thanks for that, mate.
Thanks for what people do. That's what women do, you see. We look after each other.